Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I wake around 6 a.m. I never feel refreshed in the mornings because I've been awake all night in my dreams. Last night, I was in Athlone, outside my grandmother's house, holding Sinead O'Connor's guitar. It had 3 broken strings and it was also my guitar. I was helping her clean her knees when my wife came out of the house. The front of her head had turned into the back of her head, and as she walked towards me, it looked as if she was walking away, but getting closer. And I knew by the bouncy stride note that I was in trouble, so I woke up before she got to me. It takes my conscious self a moment or two to realise who I am and what my obligations are, so I leave notes beside the bed to remind myself. You're a husband and a father. You're self-absorbed. You have mood swings, but underneath it all, you're fairly decent. Your name is Tommy. This is your wife beside you. Don't wake her up. In fairness, that last bit is often in her handwriting. You have a large dog in the kitchen. You are a comedian. I go to the bathroom and stand naked in front of the mirror listening to the Galway Bay FM death notices. And if they don't call out my name, I reckon I'm alive. Although, looking at my body, I wouldn't say that I've long left. I go downstairs. There are no conversations over breakfast. The kids come out of their bedrooms like hungover dwarves. Communication has been whittled down to a series of facial expressions and gestures. Fingers are pointed, heads shook and eyes rolled. It's a lot like my parents' marriage. The school is about 100 yards down the road, and judging by the speed that they leave the house at, they have a chance of getting there by 4 o'clock. I have a busy day ahead of me now. I make a list of things that I need to do. I need to run. I need to run and meditate. I need to run and meditate and rest. I need to run and meditate and rest and write. I need to run and meditate and rest and write and be ready. I need to go. I need to come back. I need to go and come back and be ready to rest. I need to sleep. I need to sleep and be ready and go and come back and meditate and relax and go and read and write. I need to do less. That's it. It's not more that I need to do, it's less. Well, that's the day sorted. So, it's not a list of to-dos, it's a list of to-don'ts. I close my eyes and untie the boat of my mind from the harbour of the physical world and let it float free on the lake of pure association. This is often confused with snoring. The best ideas come when I'm nearly asleep. It looks like I'm lazy, but I'm hard at work, trying to think of funny stuff. Sometimes I can't go back to sleep at all during the day. I pace the floor, agitated, checking me watch. Jesus, it's noon and I'm still awake. I'll never get anything done at this rate. The more I try to think of funny stuff, the less likely it is to happen. Best to just go for a walk. Out the door and before I know it, the ideas are flooding in, but I have no way of remembering them. Unless I just say them out loud enough times that they'll stick in my mind. You see, I'm the fella you see walking the back roads of Barna, declaring, "I have a dream. I have a rasher," to the hedges and to the cattle. I spend the afternoon dealing with requests. I say yes to gigs in Claremorris, Antigua and Rome. I say no to emptying the dishwasher and taking the dog for a walk. I'm not sure what the dog wants from me anyway, but I say no to him a lot. I'm half scared he might think that's his name. In the evening, I sit down in front of the television and watch a documentary on trees blown in the wind, while outside my window, the trees are blowing in the wind. I turn off the window so I can hear the television better. I go to bed and read a book about God. It says, God is other people. Jesus, who am I then? I feel excluded from the world, and I fall asleep clinging to my wife like a drowning man to driftwood, wondering, am I real at all? Or just a character in a dream that Sinead O'Connor is having? The other day, I was watching the movie Inception. It's about a fella who has a dream within a dream within a dream and ends up not being able to make his way back to reality. Anyway, I fell asleep watching it. And I dreamt that I was in Africa. Now, Africa is fucking huge. It'd take you the guts of a month to walk across it. It's about the same size as Cork, but obviously not as impressive. I was walking down Shop Street in Ethiopia, near the shopping centre. They have a lot of the same retail outlets that we have, Eason's, St. Vincent's de Paul and Collarin's Butchers. Of course, being Africa, the meat is a lot leaner than it would be back at home. The African cow would be a very slender beast altogether. There wouldn't be any steak on him at all now. He's mainly made of rashers. And all the pigs have emigrated to Australia and are getting work there as ham and black pudding. There are no clocks in Africa. People tell the time by staring at the sun and going blind. I got talking to this fella outside a cafe, and once he found out that I was Irish, he became very interested in me altogether. He took me out to the bush to meet his family. They lived in a simple one-roomed council mud hut just outside Addis Ababa. I picked up the local language in a matter of minutes. It seemed to me to be just a lot of pointing and clicking. They would point and click at me, and then I would point and click at them. We did this for a long time, neither of us really understand what the other was on about, but at least we were communicating. Then they took me to the corner of the village, where there was an old man covered in dust and living in a tree. From a distance he looked like an elderly African albino, but it turns out he was a Father Foley from Westmeath, who'd come out years ago, and they wanted to know would I take him home. They said that he's crazy. I said he's not crazy. He's Irish. I said, to be out of your tree in Ireland is to be mad. To be in it is a great sign of health. And Father Foley is in his tree. Then we went to the mud hut to relax. We drank tea and sang songs. I did the chorus from Brewing Up a Storm. And they did a very long pointing and clicking song, which was definitely more of an album track than a single. I got tired and fell asleep. I had a dream. I dreamt I was in Russia, which is like a massive version of Leitrim. And there's stuff there, but it's very far apart. I was walking around Moscow, a tough, agricultural, humourless place. They use tractors for taxis, and smiling is seen as a sign of mental illness. It's like Ballinamore on Good Friday. I like the seriousness of the place. It's almost as if depression is actively encouraged. I feel at home in places like that. I made my way to a bathhouse. A bathhouse in Moscow is a place to suffer. You go into one of the steam rooms and you sweat the sin out of yourself. Every man inside is dealing with the horror of himself. No messing. naked, shoulder to shoulder in the dungeon-style sauna room, 300 degrees of heat. When it gets too much, you throw a bucket of ice-cold water over yourself. The women go to Loch Derg to repent or Brown Thomas to be healed. The men go to Moscow. No therapy, no talking, no sharing. Just phenomenal dehydration. I was being purged. I fell into a deep sleep. I dreamt I was in Washington, talking to a high-class escort girl. She worked for the CIA and she was looking for information. I told her that I'd stopped gathering that kind of thing just after the junior cert, but she didn't believe me. She slipped a Mickey Finn. It's what they call drugs in America. She slipped a Mickey in me drink. Before long, I was utterly twizzled. And I slipped a Mickey into hers. Me own. I was thrown out. I bumped into Leonardo DiCaprio on the street and he said, I'm in this movie, but I don't understand it. I said that I felt the same way about my life. Just then, a huge iceberg came moving down the street. Leonardo stood behind me and wrapped his arms around me chest and told me that his heart would go on. I told him that I wasn't sure what movie we were in anymore. As the iceberg approached, I fainted with fear. I fell into a deep sleep and I had a dream. I dreamt that I was living in Galway, working as a stand-up comedian. It was like ordinary life, but slower. Good luck.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.